Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your host, Eddie J. Yeah, man, it is Monday. Y'all know what that means. Every Monday on the show is the Hot After Dusk edition of Life After Dusk Live. And your host, Eddie J. What's up? Now, man, as usual, we always have a great show for y'all. And I know y'all missed me last Wednesday. Y'all like, oh, where were you? But, you know, I had to give y'all just a little bit. And so we're back. You know, we'll be doing those will be doing our regular shows a week, you know, Monday and Wednesday. And today's show, we got the very, very talented, very, very, very beautiful woman. I must say, just definitely doing her thing. The great Jaquise Mero. She probably going to slap me when she gets on the phone. But also, she's also known as Kiss the Diva. So it's definitely a pleasure to have her, and I'm going, without further ado, I'm going to bring her on because not only is she my guest for the day, but she's also my special co-host for the day. So without further ado, what's up? What's up? What's up?
How's it going? How's it going?
Pretty good. We're glad to have you in the building.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're new to the crew, but you know, you jumped in feet first, and you hadn't turned back. You know, you've been putting in some work, so, we're glad to definitely have the support of you, the movement, and being able to support what you got going on.
Not a problem, not a problem. I try. I'm going to definitely try.
And callers, if y'all paying attention to some, everyone listening to the show, make sure y'all pay attention very closely because right before the commercial break, I will be making an announcement, and so it's very special, and it involves a kiss, so we're going to talk about that. First off, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What exactly made you say, let it be a model? What made you want to be a model? And let everybody know where you're from, by the way.
Well, I am from South Bay, Florida. What made me want to be a model? You know, most people would come up with the excuse that, oh, I was born to be a model or I look like it. But, no, my whole reason of wanting to be a model was because I had the hype for it. And, you know, if you have something, I believe in using it. So I had the hype, so I just went in and I'm going hard from here on out. And I've been doing great, pretty good.
Well, definitely.
So that's about it.
Now, you know, so something now, I mean, like you said, you do have the physical ability, but, as you know, as far as when did you know that you had the mindset and the mentality to approach the industry? Because a lot of people have the look, but their mentality just sucks when it comes to being anything industry-minded.
Right. Which is true. That's very true. One thing that I've learned from different models, I've learned that once you're in the industry, you can't let what other people say about you affect you. You know what I mean? Because not everybody's going to think you're cute. Everybody's not going to think you're all of that. But you just got to do you. I believe in doing me. So if you don't like me, oh, well, I'm going to keep striving. And it is what it is.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, that's funny because, you know your moniker that you go by is Kiss the Diva. And, you know, that was definitely a diva-like phrase to even sit there and make. So, you know, that's just proves his point. And, you know, as far as, like, I'm going into it even more as far as, like, photographers, and people just you work with, like, who would you say, like, who's, like, the first person that you ever worked with? And, you know, what would you say you took from it the most to continue going harder?
One of my first photographers was Jamie Ortiz. He's from Port St. Lucie. We worked together. He was like one of the first, you know, people that ever wanted to shoot me. So when I shot with him, it was okay. And then when I met this other photographer, Richard, like he always wants to shoot with me. He sees potential. He sees greatness. And, you know, that really makes me want to go even harder to get with other photographers. And then I had a couple of other photographers that was, like, getting at me. But, you know, it was conflicting with other things that I had going on in my life. But 2013 is really looking great for me. It's really looking great. I've lined up some shoots with some big photographers. It's costly, but it's going to happen.
Definitely going to happen. See, about to go to something because you just made a point, and I love the fact you said that. It's a good way to segue into something. You just said it was costly. Now, break that down, because some people, you know, they're oblivious to this point. So you mean to tell me that you had to pay for your shoots? Because y'all pay attention all upcoming miles, and they pay attention really closely. You said you had to pay for your shoots?
Yes. You get what you pay for. And, okay, I look at it like this. You cannot go to the bank and withdraw if you don't have no money. And what I mean is you have to invest in you. You have to get those portfolios together. They have to be A1, especially if you're trying to get with an agency. That's one of my goals, to get with an agency. So I want the bomb pictures. So I'm going to pay for them. And people are like, oh, you're a model. You're not supposed to pay for your pictures. Yeah, they don't tell you that in the beginning that, oh, you're going to have to pay for your pictures. But you do. You really do. I don't care what nobody say. You're going to eventually have to pay for something. It's not free. All of your shoes will not be free. I don't care what they tell you. They won't be. Unless you just wake up one morning and the agency picks you up, that's about it. But other than that, no, you have to work for it.
Right. Well, a lot of people don't realize even if your photos are quote unquote free, that doesn't mean that you have the right to them. You pay for them. You own those. You own the images.
Right. Right. And with that. I wanted all the other models to know that, okay, it's okay to shoot with photographers for free, you know, time for print, but if you want to get it, you know, together and be on point, you got to pay for them. You have to. And I'm going to be honest, one of my shoots that's coming up is costing me $600, and I'm only changing twice. It is what it is, but he's, like, one of the best photographers.
I know we got to give you a hand because – I mean, I'm just, you know, I tried to tell people some of this stuff. You know, they just think that in the world that everything is free. You have to pay, like you said, you get what you pay for. And sometimes there are stuff that's going to not cost you, but and it's still going to be good quality. But I would say this: you're going to pay one way or another, time or money. So my question is: if you're not investing a lot of money, you damn sure better be investing a lot of time. Like, I know models that just got started, and they think that you're supposed to be paying them.
Oh, Mason, y'all got to pay for my travel expenses. Y'all got to pay for that.
I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about? It sounds crazy.
It does. That's the crazy part. It's not like that. And a lot of people have the game totally twisted. When I went in and came in and said, okay, I want a model, I didn't come in with the mindset of everything is going to be free. A lot of models that, you know, that's big or just doing their own little thing, we never know what they're doing or how they're getting their shots taken. You don't know what they do. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to pay for mine. Now, if you choose not to pay for yours, you know, it's on you, but I'm going to pay for mine. Most definitely. I want high quality, and that's what I want. I don't mind working with freelance photographers. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are the best. But if you want high quality and professional, you need to get with a professional.
Right, and sometimes you're not just paying for the shoot. Sometimes you're paying for the connection that these people know. And, you know, people are saying that they want to get in these big magazines. Sometimes those photographers you're paying that money to, are they're turning around using that same money and paying somebody to make sure that they should, you know, paying for your submissions to be in the magazine. That's what some people don't realize.
Right, yeah, I've noticed that as well. That is very true. You made a very, very valid point. You never know who knows who. So that's why when I get in front of the camera, I do my thing. And like I keep saying, about 2013 is going to be a big year for me. I'm working with different people, and I also got accepted at the Cynthia Bailey Fashion School. So there I'm going to be with different celebrities. So, you know, you have to have your game face on. You got to get those photos, get the right poses, get the right lighting, postures. Everything has to be on point. Everything. You can't go half-stepping. When you get with professionals, you be professionals. If you want to get with us, I'm not going to say, you know, the photographer that's not even worth your time. But if you get with the ones that's just getting started, then those are the type of pictures you're going to get. Now, my photographers that I've been working with, they are the bomb. I must say, they're not professionals, but they are the bomb. They are.
Now, actually, one more question before we go into the music break is, as far as though, so far, I'm going to put you on the spot on this one. If you had to pick who your favorite photographer was so far, who would you pick?
I would definitely say Richard was my favorite photographer. He invested in so much time with me. He's very, very patient with me because I'm goofy when it comes to taking pictures. It may not look like it in my photos, but I am very, very goofy. And, man, he had me clothes design, and he's great. He's amazing. I would recommend him to anybody. I try to get his name out there. He's good. He's good.
Yeah, he's fierce. You can get a picture like, bam, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pose. That's how your pictures be looking. It was like, it's good. Like, they snapped and you said, pose. You like,
yeah, but if you was to see me before that, you'd be like, oh, my God, girl, stop laughing, because that's all I was doing. I just kept constantly laughing. But I have fun. I make the best of it. I make all my photo shoots memorable, all of them.
All right, most definitely. Now, I got me and her have a very special announcement to make for everyone that's listening right now. You're listening live. We're going to play a song, and so it's going to be one second of the sun break. And after we come up to the sun break, the 10th caller? Let's make the 10th caller. The 10th caller to call in, and I will answer each line one by one. The 10th caller to call in, that person will be getting either a free tea or a free calendar. So, hey, y'all are doing your T's and Q's, and I'm going to just remind y'all the phone number to call in is 347-202-0389. So y'all get your chance. You know, y'all want something free, you better take advantage of it. So here we go.
Everything is free.
And it's not cheap looking. I was like, if I was a female, I would have had that shirt all over me. So, yes.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to go to, we're going to break back in. We're going to play one of my favorite female artists in the world, my girl Red Shades. And she just put out a new video for this. This is Give Me More right here on Life at the Dust Live. Brand new. You heard it here first on Life at the Dust Live. Let's get it.
Hey, my name's Red Shades. You may or may not heard of me, but I'm from around the way. Run away, girl, LL Cool J. And I only spit this one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soleil? So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all saying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story, tell my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because it grooves in the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T. All Queen Latifah cause I swear the unity. Between all the legends and the new fem seeds, I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay Dougie fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no, I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more.
Right, we're back in the building.
You gotta get him on. Gotta get him on. You gotta get him on.
We're back on Life at Dust Live. It is the Hot After Dust edition of Hot After Dust Monday. It's right here on Life at Dust Live, and I have the beautiful, talented Kiss the Diva in the building. And of course, you know, it's Hot Mess Monday. It's Hot Mess Monday. So I can't, you know, it just wouldn't be Hot Mess Monday without me going in on something. Y'all know how I got to do it, man. Yeah. I'm going to share some, of course, I'm going to share some stuff I love and stuff I like. Okay, now, first off, things I don't like in my Chief voice, I did not like that my Cowboys lost on Thanksgiving. It was just pissing me off because I don't understand. These dudes, okay, they pulled miracles out of nowhere too late in the game. Like, they were down 20-some-odd points. And they kept saying, this is the biggest deficit they've ever had in a Thanksgiving game. And yet, I just understand, we always drop the ball, literally, and not just figuratively, but literally drop the ball we do not need to. And that was the crucial. Very crucial touchdown that would have won the game because we came back and everybody was like, ooh, man, you're the Cowboys, what you good? And everybody was all on my freaking timeline annoying the hell out of me. And y'all know me, I got a rule. I stay away from the social networks during the game because I don't want to get pissed off with y'all. So y'all was wrong for that.
Oh, wow. I hope you didn't bet on that game.
Oh, no, I didn't bet on it, but that's my boys, and I just don't like it. I just don't like watching them lose. Like, it was killing me. Now, another thing I didn't like, but then I tell you what I liked at the same damn time. Yesterday, I was watching the Soul Train Music Awards. Now, Soul Train Music Awards, what I love about it is, unlike most other black award shows, it has class. It's just class about it, and you know it's not over the top craziness. I mean, it's
right.
fun, but you're not getting
the ratchetness.
Yeah, ratchet. Y'all know me. That's one of my favorite words. Ratchet. It's not so. There's no. We got Ratchet Train, but then 2 Chainz, and then he goes the kicker. 2 Chainz is where he's scared of hell. I mean, so I looked and I was like, that's going to be the hip hop person. And then when I heard, all of a sudden, I heard this dude playing. Like, the first thing he was coming out singing was All I Want for My Birthday. I was like, oh my God, really? Soul Train Music Awards is how we doing it? But he changed it up. All I Want for My Birthday is a Beautiful Girl. And I was like, is it kind of corny? Or is it, but.
I can't take him serious.
Yeah, but then he slowly transitioned to song, and then he did the song with Charlie Wilson. I was like, why didn't you just do that from the get-go? He's scared of hell. I mean, I was at the screen. I had just got finished saying on Facebook, damn, man, you watch Soul Train Music Awards. It's just so classy and this, that, and the other. It brings out different stuff in people and whatnot. And then all of us, with 2 Chainz just talking on the stage and whatnot, he was just how he was acting. And then all these different people, how they were acting, how they usually would act crazy. It was just like, wow. But then this dude sings that goddamn song. It was killing me. I was telling y'all, but y'all know how I was looking. I typed it. People was ready
I cannot
to
take
me.
2 Chainz serious. I cannot take him serious under no circumstances. I just can't.
But he didn't sound like how he usually sound, where you can't understand what he's saying. I'm dumb, damn, dumb, damn, dumb, damn. You know, he usually talk all like that, and you barely understand him, but I can understand what he was saying perfectly yesterday.
When he raps or whatever he called himself doing, I literally have to grab a dictionary to try to figure out what is he saying and what is he trying to get at, because he just, oh, my God. 2 Chainz is another case.
But I tell you, what? I give him this. This dude's a genius. I tell y'all why this dude's a genius. A lot of people are like, man, that's me. He's from the streets and all that. But what y'all don't, why can't we recognize other stuff? Like, this dude actually, one of the big things that he did was that he actually had a 4.0 in college.
Wow.
I know, fun fact. Fun fact for everybody that didn't know that, this dude actually had a 4.0 in college. So, and it's a lot of people out there like Lil Jon. This dude is everybody thinking like how he was, but this dude is college educated. All this different stuff, like really the end
Lil
of the
John?
Day. Yes, Lil Jon.
Oh my God, I thought he was like an ESOL or ESC or something like that. Didn't think he was. That's right.
But that's the thing. It's just people are trying to, bring this weirdness to the industry where, you got to bring a different element or whatnot.
He should have tried a different approach because being retarded was not the best thing for him. And you see where his career went. With him being retarded.
I wouldn't say that. His career didn't get hurt really. He just ain't really done no hip hop music. But he been doing pop music every time. That band again, because he does all the LMFAO tracks and whatnot. This dude is getting buku money. So I won't say that his career ain't going nowhere. He's still doing some stuff. But we just ain't heard of the hip hop industry in so long.
Okay, well, we'll just say that then.
All right, and I'm like I said, and just a reminder, 10th person to call in, and I've been counting. To the person calling, will be getting a free kiss tea or a free kiss counter. So first up, the name I'm saying, the 10 person to call it, I'm getting to them. And I tell you the truth, right now, so far we hit six. So 10 person to call it is who I'm going to give it to. It's that simple.
Keep them coming.
347-202-0389. It's that simple. We're not just jerking your chain like some of you be doing. No, nothing all that. You ain't got the fifth song of the day. You just, it's just a simple thing. You call in, you got it. So there you go. Now some more stuff on top of you. Now as far as modeling, you know, where else did you plan on venturing to other parts of the entertainment industry in itself?
Yes, I actually plan on doing a little acting. And once I get out there and have my name out there, my face out there, I want to venture into some other areas. I have it all mapped out. I just hope it goes as planned. I'm actually working on a book, and hopefully that'll be done by 2016. I'm taking my time with it. It's basically all about me. I'm not perfect. I'm flawless. All the way around, not perfect. And I, you know, my story may just touch a lot of people. Everybody have a story, but I think mine is unique. So that's something that you can look forward to. And one of my other goals is to be on Front of Essence. I am definitely working my behind off to get on the Front of Essence. I have to. I want to spread. I want to be on TV. I want to be famous. But without all of that, I want to be happy, and I just want to live my dream.
Right now, this person got it right. You press one when you call, because people at the shy. I would open up some of y'all lives. Y'all at the shy, so that's why I opened the lines. All right, we got a caller from 407, and you are caller number 7. But you're working. You're on Life That Does Live with your boy Ceddie J, is special guest Kiss. What's up?
Hey there.
Hi.
What's up?
How you doing, Ceddie J and Keith the Diva? I told you I was going to call in.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Can't complain. Bless.
I just want to tell you, keep pushing forward to your dreams. I've seen you grow from a young lady to an extraordinary woman, and I just want to say I'm behind you 200%, and I love you with all my heart.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you.
No problem.
A bag of water. Oh, my God. I am tearing up. Oh, my God. I'm not going to cry. I thought you were Sadie J, not Mary J. Who's saying that? Mary J?
You know what, see, I'm going to be on American Idol one day, and y'all going to remember it. It's like, oh, I remember he was singing that song.
Oh, my
but
God.
You know what?
I'm going to vote for you. Just because.
Oh, see, there we go. And since we got a little bit of time left, I think, you know what, instead of waiting for Tim Carver, I think we should give it to her. What you think?
I think so, too.
You know what? Okay, so. Yeah, let's we give it to her. We give it to you.
I think so too. I appreciate the call.
So definitely, we appreciate you for calling in and showing some love. You know, trying to make us cry, but I'm not gonna cry today. You know, I'm not gonna cry today.
No, I'm not gonna cry today. It feels good to have people behind you, especially from the same, you know, the same hood you're from. And it just feels so good to have not just people from other places, but especially from home. Like, that is just a blessing all in one. I appreciate it. I really do. I'm very appreciative.
I know you are. That's why I love you.
I love you,
now,
too.
Let's make it a 30-second commercial. Basically, let everyone know why they should support you.
Right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think, I'm not going to say I think, I believe and I know everyone should support me because I am me. Like, I'm not going to give you no, excuse my language, no half ass. I'm just going to be me, and I'm going to give y'all 100. If you got my back, I got yours. I try to support everybody with everything that they're doing. I'm only human. I'm only one person, but I try to make it happen for everybody. So I just would love the, you know, the love in return. Not hard to get along with. It is what it is. You got my back, I got yours.
That's simple. And I see you got another caller. This other caller in. Y'all,
okay.
Listen, y'all, yes, because he's calling here. Y'all almost got it, man. Y'all almost had it, but 407, I already got it. But what's up? Call up to 772, what's up?
Hey, that's Richard.
Oh,
hey.
Richard, she
it's
just gave, showed you some love. You owe her a high five because I put her on the spot and I asked her who her favorite photographer was, and she said that it was you.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Fellas, could you tell him how I am when we're getting ready to shoot? He don't believe I'm so goofy. I laugh the whole entire time. He make my photo shoots memorable. I can't. There's never a dull moment on my shoots. Never.
Nope.
Oh, you know what? I gotta ask you that. I usually ask the model, but let's ask the photographer. What's the most embarrassing things you've done on the shoot? What's the most embarrassing thing that she's ever done? That she's ever done at a shoot?
Not
started shaking.
Not that much. She just.
The
goofy stuff. That's about it.
You see, he trying to hold out on her. See, I see how he is. He trying to hold out. Does she fall? Does she trip over something? You trying to hold out? You trying to hold the information
not,
out of her?
I'm not like Big Bird. I'm not clumsy. I am not clumsy. I'm goofy, but I'm not clumsy.
All right. See, you're trying to make sure it's like you trying to. I know Richard told me, he said, yeah, she paid me about $1,000 and I tell you.
No, you didn't say that. I love my photographer. Like, he really believes in me. So it's much love for me to him. Like, he's good. He's good.
Yeah,
we have more shoes coming up.
So, y'all crap. But, okay, so everyone is listening. And if you miss the show, people listen to the show recorded. Or live, just a reminder, if you miss any parts of the show, you can check it out a million different ways, almost literally. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Fetty J, go to the episode that says Hot After Dusk, model SIM Kiss the Diva, _Kiss_the Diva, and that's a Twitter name, by the way, for those guys that didn't catch on to that. And
that's my name on
eyes.
Everything. Just got to remove
the underscore.
Yeah, that thing right there. I'm not a retard. I just can't think of it. But, yeah, that's
my
name.
I'll be saying,
making
fun of me. I say slash or whatever. Like that.
Oh, my God. You're missed.
So, yeah, y'all can check out, go to the episode and listen to it as much as you want to. And you'll be able to notice it's her because it's her picture. As soon as you get right there, you're like, bam, so it hits you in the face. And then if you don't go to there, you go to iTunes, search Life at the Dust Live, look for the episode, marking her name on it, and you can listen to it on iTunes for free or on dustspot.com. That's DUSKSPOT.com. Click the tab that says Life at the Dust Live, and then we have a player that plays the past 5 episodes of that you have recently heard. So there you go. And once again, I appreciate you for coming through and giving me your time. I appreciate you, Mr. Richard, for calling in. And 407, what's your name again, 407?
You can call me Shirtless Sue.
And I appreciate you for coming through too. You know, I saw my boy VX. I saw VX25 magazine. You think you slick? You thought you was gonna get away from me, call you out. But I saw you big up to you. I saw you was in the chat room too, and whatnot. Definitely got to say it's big up to everybody supporting each other. And like you said, Kiss, it's just that simple. We got to support each other. If you can't support anyone else, watch it. Watching you complain that no one's supporting you, so
right.
That's simple. And that
right.
being said, y'all, we rolling on now. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Kiss, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. Kiss, let them know where they can find you at.
You guys can find me on mostly any social networking site. I'm on Twitter. I am at I am Keith, and it's D-A underscore the diva. Everything is D-A. Instagram the same way. I have my own Facebook. I have two Facebooks, but I choose not to give everyone my personal. So you can find me at Keith the Diva on Facebook.
There you go. That's simple, y'all. All right, y'all. We're rolling them out. In the words of Chris Brown, this is
ciao.